much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Now I have an AT-40 Extra, a number two smash called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the song in which singer Gordon Lightfoot told the true story of 29 men who drowned in a storm on Lake Superior back in 1975.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah!
$20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is awesome.
Walk into my house like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey.
Man, what am I smoking? Oh yeah, pot.
If you're looking to buy some weed, I'm looking as well.
And he goes, can I get a hit off that doobie? And I'm like, yeah, you can have a hit off that doobie.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I can't unhear it. I can't unhear it.
Roll another one.
I count my strokes.
Just like the other one.
No, that's not true.
This one seems to be about.
It's impossible not to have a great time at Planet Hollywood.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Where are your nipples, man?
Roll, roll. Another one.
What's the game plan, Kevin?
Just like.
Sorry, sir, I have no idea what you're saying.
I don't have another cent.
You gotta know, I'm not just some guy. That is the voice of an angel.
But don't bogart that joint.
Respect these boobies.
Just pass it around. But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oh, going blue here, people.
And now.
Oh, yeah!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday.
I think I might faint.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Remember that
awesome
video we had in the Internet Roundup a couple of days ago with the woman who was doing the TV show and she just collapsed, fell backwards into the scenery?
Yeah, her eyes just rolled up in the back of her head and she just hit like a sack of rocks.
Well, keep rolling tape.
Is that going to happen to you?
I feel like it's going to happen to me. I don't know why. It's just kind of come on in the last couple of minutes. I'm feeling like super dizzy.
All right.
This is exciting.
I know. I'm on the edge here.
Bean could die.
and I got up and I, you know, I ate. I was feeling fine. But just all of a sudden, something's coming on here. It's just, it's weird.
Sweet.
Hmm. Okay. Try getting up real fast.
Yeah, stand up real fast.
Oh, you guys try to give me the thing?
Oh, could I hear Lisa saying up, down, up, down a little bit more?
In the clear. Up, down, up, down.
Nice. Here's an interesting.
Did that help or did that make you more dizzy?
It diverted the attention to another part of my body, I'll tell you that. No longer thinking about the big head. All right, listen. Santa Ana, bizarre story that I saw in the news this morning about a guy who broke into an apartment complex down there. He broke into two different apartments in the same complex, several hours apart. The first one was 7 o'clock in the morning. He went into an unlocked door and was found by a man in the apartment stealing money from a woman's purse. He escaped. He got out of the apartment and ran away. Then he apparently came back, or who knows, maybe he even lives there, but he came back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 7 hours later, he breaks into another apartment in the same complex in Santa Ana. A woman sees him, runs for the door. He runs after her, grabs her in a bear hug. Oh. What do you think happens next?
I hope.
I
hope she gets
away.
She
destroys him.
I hope. She fainted?
He forced her, against her will, into the kitchen to make him some food.
Really?
She demanded that Did she cook him a meal? And he sat there in the kitchen, went through her cupboards, not a euphemism, and said, I'd like some of this, I'd like some of this, I'd like some of this. I need you to make me a meal.
And then sat down at the table and waited?
Sat down at the table and waited while she's cooking him a meal. Right.
Hungry over here.
Look, I'm pretty useless in the kitchen, but even I know how to like make a microwave TV dinner, right? I don't need to break into somebody's house and force a woman to cook for me.
At least I can survive.
While she was cooking, police say, the man started telling her how beautiful she was and trying to convince her to go take a shower with him or possibly even into the bedroom with him. And in fact, started to unbutton his pants.
Yeah.
She said, this has turned into a great day for this dude, by the way, if he's getting free food and sexy time out of it. She says, no, I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. So he apparently took the news okay and then pulled out a meth pipe and started smoking meth at the table after he ate.
That's rude. I've been told you never smoke meth at the table.
This guy is just, he's moving in, basically, is what he's doing. He's just decided he lives here. He's just doing everything, right?
You want to hit? Do you want to hit? Seriously, because it'll help you speed up the food.
Anyway, apparently, somehow, 2 or 3 hours later, either he decided to leave or the woman convinced him to leave, so he stole her kid's bicycle, a blue beach cruiser, and hit the road. So he's gone. He's still on the run. He's a black male around 40 years old, 5 feet five, 160 to 170 pounds, wearing a black hooded sweatshirt. And they are looking for him down there in Santa Ana. Sounds like Beer Mug to me. I just think I'm going to start trying to tie Beer Mug into every crime.
I like it.
But,
it doesn't involve food, and he's obsessed with food.
It doesn't involve food, yeah.
And a little drug, yeah. So.
What a crazy story this lady has, though, that somebody broke into her apartment, made her cook, tried to get her into bed, and then smoked meth before he left.
That's quite a day.
That's a weird visitor right there.
You don't hear guys that break into someone's house ask for sex and then take no for an answer.
Right.
That's refreshing.
He demanded the food, but the sex was like,
Look, it's up to you, but I think it would be good.
And I don't know how she turned this guy down. He sounds like a winner.
Sure.
So fortunately, no one was hurt, and all's well that ends well.
But the guy's gone. They never found
him.
The
guy is gone.
How about that? Right.
So far, yeah.
They're going to be a couple, aren't they?
Yeah. A year from now.
We've got a new pope. That's our guy. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. It all sounds so crazy to me.
Let's talk about today's show. Movie Beat on the program today because it's Friday and there are 700 movies that open today.
I know.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
This is the Pope's first Pope-free day. That doesn't make sense.
The Vatican's Pope-free
day? He's no longer the Pope.
Right.
But he's still alive, which is odd.
What do you think he's going to do when he wakes up? I mean, he really doesn't have a job. It's not like he has to unpack the boxes from where they moved him to yesterday. I'm sure he's got staff.
I don't know.
He just wakes up and has nothing to do. No meetings.
Does he get to like get involved with all the business that the Cardinals do or no?
Oh, no. He's said
he's out.
He's just done.
I think everybody was worried about that and they wanted to know. We don't need a backseat driver. So and he said, I won't interfere. Don't worry.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to do with the conclave that's going to meet and to find his successor. But it just has to be so weird.
Probably the entire Call of Duty series. He never got to play one, two, or whatever they are.
Never got to catch up on South Park.
Right.
It's different for a guy like, look, everybody, most people retire and they go through that. Okay, what do I do now? I don't have to get up and go to a job. But most people aren't the Pope. I mean, he can't go to the mall, probably.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine he's going to be out in the world just doing stuff. You're not going to see him at the Sizzler or at the Putt-Putt. I think he's going to stay fairly sequestered away for the rest of his life, right?
You did pick two of the hottest spots with the Sizzler and the Putt-Putt.
That's why.
If he's going to go anywhere, those are the two places he wants to go the most.
The most exciting and dynamic things in the world today come to my mind first. You know that.
Putt-Putt.
And oddly, by the way, I haven't been to a Sizzler or a Putt-Putt in decades. So I don't know why those were the first things I thought of. But
I guess they called it Putt-Putt in decades either. I think it's miniature.
What do they call
golf.
It now?
Miniature golf.
Yeah. Putt-Putt's not a thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's an old word for a thing.
I don't want to live in a world where it's not a thing.
Well, we can't help you with that.
I don't know. Cause
just faint.
You're right, though. Fame-wise and people-wise, he can't go anywhere.
Well, it's not just that. He was infallible until yesterday, according to his followers. That's the job of being Pope. He can't now go out and get into a red light collision. You know what I mean? He's got to stay clean.
Yeah, of course. I agree. I don't know. That's a bizarre thing. If you get a job for life and then you just quit, odd.
Yep.
We're also going to talk to Omar Gonzalez from the Los Angeles Galaxy as their season begins this Sunday.
Okay.
We are going to tell you about Manny Ramirez's latest move.
Manny!
I can't believe he's trying to play baseball again.
He's playing baseball again.
These guys, it's tough for them to give it up, man. Yeah. Even they could be 40-something, they still want to play.
Maybe that's what's going to happen with the Pope. He's going to play baseball.
There you go.
He just doesn't time. Facebook photos got you in trouble. This seems to be a
very
a topic
now,
that
right?
happens every day.
Yeah.
Whether you change your status or whatever, but you put the photo up and then you get in trouble for it at work, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, husband, whatever. So we got that coming up today as well. And don't forget K-Rock's World Tour 2013, destination number 7, which is fun, period, in London.
Awesome.
The chance to win is coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning. How are you?
Hey!
He might faint. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Great news.
Dude, it's getting worse, too. It's just weird. It's like my head is just swimming, and I feel like I'm starting to move in slow motion a little bit. It's just weird.
Welcome to my life.
You're starting to get hot.
You're so flimsy. You really are.
I don't feel that I am. I don't feel like I'm a guy who gets sick very often, and I don't think anything's going on that would make me not feel well today. Yeah, Ten minutes ago, I was fine.
You're just flimsy.
Did you eat something?
Yeah, I had Raisin Bran this morning.
Well, maybe there's something wrong with it.
I don't know.
What's wrong with Raisin Bran? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just weird.
And raisins.
Just trying to figure out.
The guy works from home. He doesn't go anywhere and do anything.
This activity.
He just drinks sour milk.
That's true.
Maybe it's the bad milk that he put chocolate in.
Expired chocolate milk.
I did. It's interesting, Lisa, with my cereal this morning, I did open a new gallon of milk. It's the first time I've used it. It's not expired. It should be fine, but maybe you're right. Maybe there's something going on with that milk. Maybe it's a bad batch.
I'll check.
But anyway, I'm just going to try to press on. If you're a thud, that's probably me.
You are an American hero, sir.
Thank you.
You will continue to try to speak into a microphone.
I will.
The bravery that's being shown this morning.
A lesser man might go lay down, but I'm going to sit here in this chair like a trooper.
Yeah, that's right. Why is my I got no sound effects over here. What's this all about?
I don't know.
You can blame the girl beer mug.
I blame beer mug.
It looks like it's correct.
Is it coming correct?
Stop.
There we go.
What'd you change?
That was Chip. Know. Something over
Chip
here.
Chip in her little arms. She can't reach stuff. That's what it was.
She's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
She is.
Just weaseling around the studio. All right, let's get to showbiz news. Boy, the conservatives loved him at the GOP convention. But not so much anymore. Clint Eastwood.
Oh, now what?
Has come forward now, throwing his weight behind same-sex marriage. He has signed an amicus brief filed with the Supreme Court in support of gay marriage. He told GQ magazine in 2011 that he doesn't give an F about who wants to get married to anybody else. That instead of all this BS about sanctity, we should just give everybody the chance to have the life that they want. So,
God bless Clint Eastwood.
Got to agree, Clint, there. Clint later added, the government shouldn't tell a chair it can't marry another chair if it wants to. So, I think he's still confused about who he's talking to. I'm not sure.
The Republican Party is at a real crossroads because, I mean, there have been dozens of Republicans, many of them high profile in the last few months, who have finally turned that corner and kind of gotten with the most Americans, which is to say I'm fine with it. And, you know, there's going to be a split because there are going to be a lot of super conservative people who just aren't going to want to go along with that. But they're going to be on the losing side of history and elections if they stay that way.
Just makes you think of the movie Lincoln, where you saw all these people still trying to fight for slavery. You know, we still need it. No, it's important. Come on, Abe. And then they look like assholes now.
Nobody is out there, though, telling them it's a bad idea, which it can be at times.
What's that? Slavery?
Marriage. No, marriage.
Oh, marriage. Well, that's why they deserve everyone who's married says let them suffer just like the rest of us.
You go ahead.
Why should they
fair that the gays get a free pass.
We've been doing you a favor.
They're already in better shape than us. They already dress better.
It's true.
How about a little downside for being gay for once, huh? Joe Francis is a dick.
Yes.
But besides that, he has also filed for bankruptcy from his Girls Gone Wild empire.
Didn't he have hundreds of millions of dollars?
Before you get too excited about the belief that we all would like to have is that he's broke.
Oh.
This may all be just a big financial shell game.
Oh.
Because Steve Wynn, Las Vegas resort owner, still... we won that judgment against him for libel, remember?
Oh, right.
So if Joe Francis still owes him... $10 million.
Oh, I
see. Plus the $2 million gambling debt that he incurred in 2007. So it looks like Francis has put his business under bankruptcy protection in an effort to keep Steve Wynn from grabbing any of those assets.
Can you do that? That sounds like a pretty simplistic way of not paying a bill.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. They don't want to pay their bills. They go into bankruptcy, you know? So if nothing else, it'll delay the inevitable. Here's the thing. Francis is claiming he has roughly $16.3 million in debt. He says the company is worth about $10 million, so he's putting it into bankruptcy protection. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
What does this do to the important part of the story, which is the bus still going around getting girls to take their tops off? That's still happening, though, right?
I believe that will still go on. I think the operation can still operate even under bankruptcy protection. So.
Let's not lose sight of what's really important here, guys.
No, but I just want Joe Francis to suffer somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
As long as that comes out at the end, that's all that really matters to me.
Just because someone has two lumps on their chest, it does not mean that they're obligated to show you them online.
Really?
I thought it was the other way around.
No,
I thought
it was. That's right.
Really?
Actually, yeah, no obligation.
And good news, everybody, good news.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan is not an addict. She doesn't have any addiction to alcohol or drugs or anything.
Wow, that is good news.
That is good news, right?
Kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Turns out she turned down a plea bargain from the court that would have allowed her to serve 30 days in a rehab rather than go to trial to face charges for crashing that car and lying to police.
Are you kidding me?
Turned down that deal.
Why?
Word is she refused because she said there's simply nothing wrong with her and she doesn't need rehab.
Even if there's nothing wrong with you, you stay out of jail by taking that deal.
She believes her new attorney, Mark Heller, is working hard and will be able to make sure she avoids a stay in prison. So she is taking her chances with a trial.
Wow. She is dumb.
I think the idea of going without booze and alcohol is more terrifying to her than the idea of going to jail. I really do.
Because you can get it in jail.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Javier Bardem. No Country for Old Men, friendo.
He's fantastic.
Of course, he was the latest Bond villain, too. How scary was he in that Bond movie?
When he took out his teeth and his cheek. That was gross.
He is 44 years old today. Mark Paul Gosselaar, my old NYPD Blue co-star. Celebrates his 39th birthday today. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural is 35. Justin Bieber celebrates his 19th birthday today.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. But he's spinning out though, right? With the gas mask and the big bird hat with the metal studs all over it and everything.
He
reminds me of like a pre-head shaving umbrella wielding Britney Spears vibe right about now. He's just teetering on the edge of insanity and he's about to go 51-50 in my opinion. And Kesha, Kevin's favorite singer, Kesha, celebrates her 26th birthday today. She's going to get up this morning. She's going to brush her teeth at Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
She doesn't care, man.
That's how she lives.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph has asked if he can interview LA Galaxy's Omar Gonzalez next hour instead of you, Kevin, if that's okay.
Because I really, I want to
talk about a lot of questions.
I want to talk about the
I got it.
The technical aspect of the bicycle kick. I really want to work out, you know, what the thought process is
through
the corner kick. And
I got
the,
that one.
And, you know, how big does that net look when you're on the other side of a field running around with a bunch of guys?
we'll talk Galaxy Soccer as it returns next hour here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, Ralph is in to do his job, which is the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Bunch of new movies coming out this weekend, many of them in limited release, so if any of these catch your ear, you may want to look at your local listings to see where you can find these movies. Some of them are big, big releases, but let's start with one of the smaller ones. A new Nicole Kidman film called Stoker opens up this weekend. It's a family drama. Nicole plays the unstable mother of Mia Wasikowska.
Sure.
She, of course, was Alice in Alice in Wonderland, if you remember that film. Mm-hmm. Matthew Good and Dermot Mulroney also star. Mia plays a girl named India, whose father dies. Her uncle Charlie, who she never knew existed, comes to live with her and her mom, who, as I mentioned, is a little off the beam. She comes to suspect that Uncle Charlie has some ulterior motives regarding her family, and yet at the same time becomes increasingly attracted to him. Here's a scene from Stoker where Nicole Kidman is talking to her daughter, Mia Wasikowska.
When we have children, little carbon copies, we can turn to and say, you will do what I could not.
You will succeed where I have failed. Because we want someone to get it right this time. But not me. Personally speaking, I can't wait to watch life tear you apart.
Oh, hello. Thanks, Mom.
Hello.
Thanks.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I hear this is terrifying, Ralph, this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, this sounds horrific on every level. Stoker? I hardly even know her. Which is the tagline of the poster.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. You can also check out Phantom this weekend. This is a military thriller. Ed Harris and Dave Duchovny star in this film, along with William Fichtner and Julian Adams. The captain of a Soviet submarine holds the fate of the world in his hands. He's forced to leave his family behind. He's charged with leaving a covert Russian mission that's cloaked in mystery. Here's a scene between Dave Duchovny telling that captain, played by Ed Harris, to get them under a boat to do some bad things.
Stop the drill, Captain.
Why?
Because our orders require us to take tactical advantage of the testing opportunities that classified onboard equipment.
Captain, I need you to put us under that ship.
We don't know who that is.
Mr. Babin, I'll plot an intercept for that ship with the moon on our stern.
Aye, Captain.
Sir. Level the boat. Make our depth 10 meters.
Level the boat. Depth 10 meters.
Aye, aye. Level the boat. 10 meters.
We'll take a look before we get any closer.
You don't see Dave Duchovny in a movie very often.
No, you don't. This movie is in limited release as well. You can check that out. The Last Exorcism Part 2. Oh, you thought The Last Exorcism was The Last Exorcism? Oh, you fools. Why would you believe that The Last Exorcism was The Last Exorcism? Simply because it was called The Last Exorcism?
Yeah, well.
Ha! I laugh at your naivete. Last Exorcism Part 2. In this film, Nell, the heroine from the first film, tries to rebuild her life after the events of The Last Exorcism. But now the evil force that once possessed her returns with even more horrific plans.
That's not right.
So that Last Exorcism, not the last one at all. It was actually the penultimate exorcism, but that wouldn't fit on the poster. So they called it The Last Exorcism. Here is a scene from that film featuring the only survivor from a horrific fire is being interviewed by a therapist.
Am I dead?
No. You're in a hospital in New Orleans. There was a fire. They're still sorting through the remains, but it appears you're the only one left.
Started by
Satan.
He's
still out there.
Who is? Who's still out there?
Who? The demon that possessed her. Still out there. It wasn't The Last Exorcism. Ha! Fools. Fools you mortals be.
Are there any movies this week that we don't hear the trailer and then go,
How about Jack the Giant Slayer?
Okay.
This looks like a good time, right?
Sure.
You remember Jack? Climbed that beanstalk?
Sure.
Took that giant's stuff? Cheesed him off? Well, bad move on Jack's part, because now there's a big battle between us regular-sized folks and all the giants from Giant World.
Oh, I'm so tired of this story.
Me too. Nicholas Holt stars as Jack. The ancient war between the humans and the race of giants is reignited when Jack opens a gateway between the two worlds. Oh, Jack, what were you thinking, you and your magic beans? Stanley Tucci, Ewan McGregor, Bill Nighy also co-star along with Nick Holt. Here's some scenes, clips from the trailer from Jack the Giant Slayer.
They are holy relics from a very special place far, far away. They are born of dark magic.
Where is the princess, Jack?
Something grabbed her. Something big.
Run!
I thought that was one we weren't going to eye after.
Turns out I was wrong.
That Jack sure does what he wants, doesn't he?
What if the giants get possessed by a demon and then get on a submarine to stalk Nicole Kidman? What happens?
Now you've got a movie.
If you're just looking for a good time, you can probably check out 21 and Over. This is about a bunch of guys who take out their friend who turns 21 on the night before his big medical school exam. So he goes out with his buddies for what should be just a beer to celebrate.
Of course.
And it turns into a Kevin-esque evening of debauchery and alcohol and fireworks and police and everything Kevin would do in a week these guys do in one night. Here, one of the guys at a party as they're all out carousing, tries to impress a girl by telling her that he enjoys pleasuring himself a lot. Is that the tact you want to take with a young lady when you want to impress her?
I wouldn't go that way.
Let's hear how he does.
I masturbate a lot, too.
He does.
Like, a lot.
Oh.
It's weird. And weird places, too, like malls, bathrooms, handicap stalls. They're bigger.
There's more spots you in, Miller.
Sometimes I wear flannel. Made me feel like a lumberjack.
I am so sorry for him. I don't even know you. I feel terrible.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I feel like she's picking up what I'm putting down.
Oh, yeah, but then again, she's putting it down again.
But then she picks it back up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard this was written by the same team that wrote The Hangover. True, Ralph?
I believe it's produced by the same team. I'm not sure if who wrote it, but
sounds like it's got Kevin all over it, though.
Either way, this is Kevin. They should just call this movie Kevin.
Yep.
Come on, your seat is waiting. That's what they should call this movie. 21.
Kevin, go ahead and pre-order the Blu-ray.
Kevin. Come and get us, it should be called. So that's also opening up this week. And those are your choices. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
That is the band we want to send you to see in London, the one in England at 9:10. Again, this morning we give you a bunch of chances to score the latest album from Fun Period called Some Nights and get in on the standby boarding list. Grand prize drawing is going to be Monday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Details at krock.com.
So Pope Benedict XVI is a free man.
Yeah, well, he... What? You say that with reservation, Lisa?
No, I just mean a free man, like...
He no longer has the entire Vatican Church on his shoulders.
That is true.
He's a free man.
True. Okay.
Flew away in the helicopter yesterday, and today he's waking up and he's got nothing to do.
That was weird yesterday. I didn't see, of course, they had wall-to-wall coverage on the news channels. I didn't watch much of it yesterday, but some of the ceremonial stuff was pretty interesting. He has to turn in his shoes, first of all. He doesn't get to keep the slippers.
What?
Apparently you lose those. Now he has to wear, like, boring brown shoes from now on.
Were those exciting studded shoes of some kind?
Apparently they're custom-made for popes. Apparently they're fancy and symbolic. Wow. He had to give up his pope ring, which they smashed. They destroyed with a hammer yesterday.
Really?
What?
Yes, there's all sorts of weird things.
Take away his magic underwear?
I don't know about the magic underwear. I'm not sure if he gets to keep that or not. But we could get all these questions answered and find out what an ex-pope is going to do for the first time in 600 years since we've had one. I believe Pope Benedict joins us on the phone right now, although I guess we can't call you that anymore. Hi, sir. How are you? Hello, Pope.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Kevin and Bean. What's all the racket? Sounds like the Harlem Shake.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? How are you? I'm doing the Vatican Shake.
I thought you weren't in good enough health to do nonsense like that anymore.
Hey, keep it down. It's depressed. Hey, keep it down. I'm praying. What's up with you? How are you doing?
We can still hear them.
Yeah, the music's still booming pretty much there.
It's the man. Put it down. I'm hitting the kittens.
We're the man?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? It's great to talk to you.
You don't have to pretend with us. So, the question everybody wants to know is, are you really just going to lead a simple life sequestered away from the press and we'll never hear from you again?
You won't hear from me again. You won't have Benedict to kick around anymore, that's for sure.
But now you don't have a job. You should be able to enjoy your retirement and live it up a little bit.
Sounds like he's...
What, live it up more than the Harlem Shake and cocaine?
Wait,
are you listening to the bit at all, or are you just making up your own stuff?
I'm just saying, it seems like you ought to
be able to... The whole point, when you came on the phone, there was a party going on, and you said I should live it up a bit. Why don't you go ahead and faint? Do everybody a favor.
Wow, you've got quite a sense of humor.
I'm funny now that I'm not the Pope anymore.
Are you allowed to leave your apartment, I guess, is my question, or do you just have to make
your
own entertainment?
I'm in an apartment now. Now I'm living in an apartment. You're making up all your own facts. Yes, I'm in an apartment in Van Nuys. I live over a liquor store off Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I am. In a giant room full of people partying doing the Vatican Shake in my apartment.
Okay. All right, what do you want to tell us about that, Pope?
I am going crazy with the partying. I'm nailing everybody in Italy. Men, women, goats, donkeys.
Oh, come on, goats and donkeys.
Anything you got, I'll stick it in.
Okay, that's completely inappropriate. Now, come on. We don't
I'm grinding up communion wafers and snorting them.
Is that what it is?
That's what I'm doing. It's the one. It's on the party on the time now for the ex-pontiff.
How long do you think you can keep going on this particular bender?
At this rate, I'm giving me about 15 more minutes.
Yeah, sounds like. Seems like you might be running out of steam a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, once I got those shoes off, I felt so much better. They were so tight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Now I'm wearing Crocs, and I'm just ready to have a good time with all the ladies in the Vatican City. You'd be surprised how many groupies the Pope has, and you can't do anything about it.
No wonder you retired.
Yeah, I want to enjoy a little of the attention I got from the female parishioners, if you know what
sure,
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And so I'm having Jaeger bombs. You take one part Jaeger, one part holy water.
Right.
And it's Christ on a cross, you know what I'm saying? Nothing but good. Nothing but good.
What?
Oh. Jeez, I think some milk I may have had may be sour. I feel a little faint. I don't know what's going on.
Be careful, sir. Maybe you're partying too hard.
I may just...
Yeah, your age. You don't want to... Oh, no.
No. Come on. Really? Come on. Terrible. That's a lot.
I see the Virgin Mary.
Gina lived on his back. Were you bass guitar?
I was bassing out.
That's
there,
what I thought.
Which is bold in front of Chip because you know how she gets when you air bass in front of her.
She does.
Sure.
Like,
I'm a real bassist.
She runs over and bites your ankles.
Speaking of Genie, I'm sure you saw the news. Ralph is a big David Bowie fan. But,
yeah.
He surprise released his album on iTunes yesterday. You can stream the whole thing on iTunes. And I heard a couple songs. It sounds good.
It does sound good. And there's three bonus tracks that you can only get on iTunes. So if you're a Bowie fan like I am, that's the place to get it. Because when it drops as a CD, you won't be able to pick up those extra tunes. So.
All right, very exciting. 6:54, Friday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. What's going on?
Before I get to the beat, how about some more tickets to one of my favorite events each and every year? It's called the Paley Fest.
Yay!
Brought to you by the good people at the Paley Center, formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio. It is a two-week event where they spend an evening with some of your favorite TV shows. The casts and creators of those television programs spend an evening with you, and you get to do a Q&A, and they tell you how they put the thing together. It's a fascinating look behind the scenes in television of some of your favorite shows. It starts tonight. It goes all the way through the 15th. It's for 2 weeks. But some of the shows that they are honoring this year are The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Community, The Big Bang Theory, Revolution, Newsroom, Arrow, New Girl. I mean, just an incredible lineup. On March 9th, they're going to be spending the evening with the folks from Nashville, which has quickly become one of my favorite shows. And you know how good a show has to be to feature country music in each and every episode and get me
true.
To watch every week? That's how good the show is.
I was shocked that you even gave it a chance, Ralph, knowing how you feel about country music.
Well, I was drawn in by the drama of it, and the music is used so appropriately, unlike a Glee or something like that, that it really just sort of becomes part of the storyline for me. Unfortunately, my wife has now picked up the soundtrack.
Oh.
On CD, and that is blaring through our house quite often. But if you're a fan like I am of Nashville and you want to meet the cast and creators and spend the evening with them at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. It's March 9th, so make sure you can go. In fact, we'll just take caller number 9, since it is March 9th. If you're a Nashville fan, you'll get a pair of tickets to spend the evening with the cast and creators of Nashville. Okay, let's take a look at some showbiz news. I'll tell you something. This Kris Jenner, matriarch of the Kardashian clan, she just keeps getting better the more and more we find out about her. Apparently, she's got quite a love affair with alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Really?
According to sources, they are calling her what they're terming a careless drinker.
Careless drinker?
Yeah, I guess that means a drunk who doesn't really have to be anywhere. So you don't have to worry about where you're going. You can just drink all day. She's known to put away a half a bottle of wine during the middle of the day. And apparently it's not a new issue. Same sources say allegedly, Kris Jenner got loaded when Khloe was 14 years old and had to have her drive home.
When she was 14?
Yeah, because she couldn't operate a motor vehicle. So she continues to be Mother of the Year, in my opinion.
You're drunk.
While we're talking about drinking and drugs, Lindsay Lohan has reportedly turned down a plea bargain that would have allowed her to serve 30 days in a rehab rather than go to trial to face those charges of crashing her car and lying to police. The word is she refused the deal because she said there's simply nothing wrong with her. She doesn't need rehab, and so she's going to take her chances with a trial.
Well, you can look at her track record to support her claim that there's nothing wrong with her, Ralph.
That's true. Listen, she may be an evil genius because when you think about the overcrowding situation in the jails right now, whatever she got, even if she lost her trial, odds are it would get cut way, way, way down and they'd be able to do some sort of time served thing or
so
whatever.
So it would only be a couple of days or something?
Well, she might, maybe a couple of weeks. It might even be less time than she would spend in a rehab if she gets sentenced. So we'll have to wait and see how it all shakes down. Maybe everybody's drinking, doing drugs so much because they read this news. I'm ready to check out. I'm moving. I don't know where I'm going yet. Probably Ireland. I don't know. I got to see what the what the exchange rate is. I got to see where my money will take me.
What happened?
The furthest. Wednesday night, Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Duck Dynasty?
Big show.
Bunch of freaking rednecks.
Yeah.
Who shoot ducks.
That happens.
This show was the number one show on television.
Oh, no.
Was it really?
8.6 million viewers. 8.6 million viewers on A&E. That's a basic cable station, boys and girls. 8.6 million viewers would be enough to make it the number one show on a network, let alone on cable.
I heard it was their highest rated program ever in the history of
television. Wow. It had to be. And in the 18 to 49 demographic, which is the money demographic for advertisers, it tied Modern Family, but beat out every other show on at 10 p.m., including American Idol, which is no small accomplishment. These are rednecks who shoot ducks.
It's a dynasty, Ralph, though. It's been going on for a while. They rule this duck-shooting world.
Between the Honey Boo Boos and the Duck Dynasties, I got no place in this country any longer.
Is this thanks to Morrissey and all the attention that he brought to that show this week with the controversy?
I guess.
It did happen the same time.
Was it Tuesday?
Supposed to be on Kimmel.
When was he supposed to be on Kimmel? Monday or Tuesday, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Early this week before that episode, that's why the guys were going to be on Kimmel, was to promote that episode. So maybe all that controversy got a lot of people thinking, what's this Duck Dynasty? I got to check it out.
Yeah. Well,
that's the opposite of what Morrissey wanted.
It is. Right. But apparently, as always, when you bitch about something, you just draw more attention to it. And Duck Dynasty is enjoying now the benefits of 8.6 million viewers.
Has anyone in this room seen it?
I've never seen a Duck Dynasty.
Kevin?
I have not.
No?
You watch Swamp People in those shows.
Yeah.
I need to, though. Oh, I made myself a note. Don't get me wrong.
Maybe you can watch the box set of season one while you're watching that 21 and over movie. Maybe you can get it all in today. Just mainline some crap.
How dare you.
And since we were talking about Morrissey and our boy James Kimmel, New York Post reports that Jimmy's already being lined up to host next year's Oscar telecast.
Really?
ABC, which has the Oscar show until 2020, they've got the rights for that broadcast, have been pushing him for the role, especially since the great ratings his post-award show had on Sunday night. So they are fully behind Jimmy to finally let him step up and host the Oscars. One small problem, the Academy president is the one who has to sign off on the selection.
Yeah.
And the Academy still has yet to appoint a new president. So once that happens, then they'll start planning next year's show. But it looks like Jimmy's the front runner to host the Oscars.
He is the right choice, by the way.
Yes,
he is. Terrific at the Emmys. Terrific at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Terrific on his own show. Everybody
He's
in Hollywood
terrific,
loves him.
Is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, when you look at what you want from a guy, you want a guy who's a quick thinker, can make jokes throughout the night, respond to what's happening on stage, and has that right sense of humor in terms of the kind of jokes he does that are, that are funny, but also, have a little bit of an edge to him. I mean, he's got everything.
Yeah.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah, really. No one's arguing that he's not the right for the show.
Just saying. It's about time they woke up and realized this was a good choice.
All right, Dizzy. Just calm down.
I gotta lay down. I wish I hadn't drank all that cough syrup.
Today's celebrity birthday is Javier Bardem's 44 years old today.
Beans on the scissor.
He is. Mark Paul Gosselaar from NYPD Blue and, of course, Saved by the Bell. But now Franklin and Bash. Love them on that show. 39 years old today. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural's 35. Singer Kesha celebrates her 26th birthday. And Justin Bieber is 19 years old today. I've got some presents for Justin Bieber. I've got some duct tape and some gardening shears.
I like it.
And a scarf. We're going to have a conversation with him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, also M83 and Bush this hour, plus Omar Gonzalez from your Los Angeles Galaxy coming up later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Chip was complaining yesterday on Twitter because I was mocking her because she's filling in for Beer Mug this week, and she's about Brad Williams' size. She's about 4'4". She can't reach all the buttons, and it makes me laugh every single time. She's trying to climb up on top of the chair and then reach up to one of the buttons. So I put a video on Twitter so people could see, and this guy responded.
Wow, Chip's hot. Fire Beer Mug. Chip is hot.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, except for her T-Rex arms, except for the fact that she's at the white CeeLo, it has been a tremendous upgrade, particularly hygienically, having Chip in for Beer Mug this week. And it does seem like you can put your sandwich down and look away and not have to worry about losing it because Beer Mug's not in the room.
This is fascinating to me because we always wonder what's too far. You know, we talk about certain things, and there's got to be a line for most people where they just go, I'm out, be back later, see ya.
Right.
Okay, of all the crap that you guys have had, all the gross stuff, all the vomit, all the puke, you actually made me turn off my radio today.
All right.
We will.
We did it!
Woo! Is that the goal, to drive every listener away? What did he hear that was too far?
The bit about the girl who's addicted to eating sand. I can't even say it.
The girl that was eating sand, that was My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crunchy.
She was addicted to chewing on sand, and it made me sick.
The S-A-N-D. I can't even say the word, without wanting to vomit.
I had that same reaction.
And I will tell you, the sound didn't bother me like it did you, and I think we determined off-air that it's because I eat grape nuts, and it's really just like chewing rocks. So
the sound was
bad. But I will tell you what did gross me out, and I know it grossed a lot of our listeners out, too, is that she pulls that sand out of a playground.
Yes.
Oh. Where dogs are out there, and little kids are pooping and peeing, and there's just chemicals. I mean, don't pick up dirt off the ground where people are walking and put it in your mouth. Right?
That seems like good advice.
I think so.
How about a joke?
Yeah, yeah. Those shoes, they got thrown at Harry Styles' balls. Sure, we're flying one direction. Huh?
Okay.
How much of a delivery, but all right.
He knew it, though.
Yeah, he did know it, yeah. This one's for you, B.
Does it literally make your skin crawl when you hear a guest on the phone use the word literally incorrectly? I mean, I can imagine you literally crawling through the phone lines to strangle them. That must suck.
It does not literally make my skin crawl. It does annoy me, yes.
I think you guys just inadvertently started a new fad called mountaining. Instead of Kevining, now everybody take pictures out of the mountains they leave.
No.
It wasn't us so much as a listener who introduced us to the world of building a mountain.
Oh, my God. That was the single. That was the. Oh, Lisa, were you not here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I'll describe it.
Wait.
Yes.
Does this take place in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I can figure it out. I've never heard of it, but I can figure it out.
Can you figure it out?
You can't.
Absolutely.
I don't think you can.
It's worse than you think, and I'll tell you why.
No, no. What do you think it is, Lisa?
Well, I think when you're sitting, you're building a mountain.
Right. That's okay, only part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just part
you're
of
thinking
it.
So small. Small term.
Am I?
There's a group of friends who would go over to who they considered an uncool person's house, and they would go into a party, and then they would use the restroom one after the other, and they were building a mountain.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Please, God, no. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
It's okay.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we don't need photos. We've got a good imagination.
Absolutely don't.
This is Wing. Let's try and understand what she's saying together, shall we? Because I was having trouble in the other room.
She's our New Zealand songbird. She's originally from where? From Taiwan or Korea or someplace like that.
I think
so. She's a big star in New Zealand. She's in her 60s, and she sings. She has a dozen albums or something out, and we love her, and occasionally she calls the Afro line and just leaves a song for us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Producers KLOQ, Dave. I'm Wing.
That's her saying, I'm Wing.
I've chosen a song called The Player as a good start for singing to you all in 2013.
All right. I've chosen a song called The Player as a good start to sing for you in the year 2013. She said 2013.
Oh, okay.
Let this song be our prayer so that God will lead us with grace and give us faith to a place where we be safe. Here is the song.
Don't know.
Something okay. about a place where we'll be safe.
She's saying the prayer, Kevin, not yes. the player.
Oh, the
so
prayer.
The, and then something about God and grace and whatnot. I think she's trying to give us an inspirational message by singing it. This was a Celine Dion song, I think.
Nice. Dramatic. Only because she hasn't started yet.
I pray you be wise and watch us where we go.
Ouch. That's a rough note.
And help us to be wise.
Like the voice of an angel.
In times when we don't know, let this be our prayer.
She's saying player, by the way.
Well, she means prayer.
End of message.
Our machine. Our machine said,
oh, oh, f- you.
And hung up. 323-520-AFRO.
Our prayers have been answered
24 hours a day.
When is Morrissey going to stop being sad? He's had a pretty successful life, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Sure seems like he's complaining about a lot of stuff, particularly lately. I mean, look, here's a guy who hasn't had a record, you know, in years. Doesn't get played on the radio much, but still has adoring fans all over the world to the point where he can still play a place like the Staples Center tonight. Yet he still seems like he takes every opportunity to complain about something. What's up with that?
Well, Monday he was supposed to be on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and he sent out a press release saying that Jimmy Kimmel's show has suffered an overwhelming loss of meaning. The battle began Monday. He was supposed to perform on Jimmy Kimmel Live, but he put out a press statement saying that he could not morally be on a television program also featuring cast members from the duck hunting reality show, The Duck Dynasty.
Oh, really?
That was it for him because, you know, he eats no meat.
And they're animal serial killers is how he, right. how he refers to them.
They are animal serial killers. So,
it's been a little bit of a feud, and we are very happy to say that we're hoping that we can bring some peace between Jimmy and Morrissey because Morrissey's on the phone. At least we can feel him out and find out what's going on. Hey, Morrissey, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hello.
Aw. You sound down. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not okay.
I'm really sad.
I'm really sad because there are ducks that are dying and no one seems to care about it.
Well, worse than that, it's a super popular show even.
Everyone's tuning in to watch the murder of beautiful beings and it's very, very sad to me.
I understand. Look, I get that. You've been a vegetarian since you were a child, and you promote that lifestyle, and I think that's terrific. But you have to understand that not everybody is going to agree with you, and they can't clear 25 feet around you wherever you go to make sure that you're not in contact with other meat eaters. You still live in the world, Morrissey.
But what about the morals? What about the morals of killing these beautiful birds, and then everyone keeps watching them do it, and it is a fantasy?
You might be getting a little too worked up over this.
I love duckies. They can swim on ponds and they fly in a V-shape when they go on vacation.
Okay, all right. They go on vacation, do they?
Yeah, they go south for the winter, don't they?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, well, they do.
At least you've got your music as an outlet. You can write another 150 super sad songs when you get depressed about something, right?
But the world is so hard and so difficult as it is. And then these men, they take guns and they go kill
them. Now, speaking of guns, Jimmy had a rebuttal to your original complaint about his show by saying that he was going to side with the Duck Dynasty people because they had guns. And then your response to him was, well, I'm sure that's very amusing for the Sandy Hook parents.
Yeah.
That's what you came back and said, as if there was any relationship whatsoever between those two.
It's funny to make jokes about guns when people are dying, isn't it? Is that funny? I don't think it's funny because people
are But ducks and people are different.
Jimmy Kimmel's
a douchebag. And he has slanty eyes because he smokes so much pot.
Now that's true.
He is always stoned.
Wow. Is there anything we can do to help bring you two together? Is it
or murdering all the beautiful beings of the world?
Well, Jimmy's not really in charge of Duck Dynasty. He just had some of them on his show. He's
but
not
supporting the serial killing of beautiful beings by allowing them to be on his show, and his show's lost all meaning, and now it's like I'm regarded as him and I can
learn them. We can't understand you. Morrissey, we can't understand you when you start crying.
You need to see a doctor? Okay, I didn't get that part, but maybe you need some antidepressants or something, or maybe you should take a vacation.
I'm already on Zyrtec, and it's not helping me.
Need something stronger, maybe something a little stronger than that.
Don't be sad. Here's our message to you: is enjoy your life. You're young, you're good looking, you're popular, you're talented. Just enjoy your life.
Listen, mate, without sadness, I got no career, right?
That's a good point.
So, Kevin, it's Friday. The weekend is here.
Yes.
Where are you going to be Sunday at 2?
Sunday at 2, Home Depot.
There it is. Yeah!
First game. LA Galaxy.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, LA Galaxy playing the Chicago Fire this Sunday at 2. It's the 2013 campaign. Omar Gonzalez joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Omar. How are you, my friend?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on again.
Our pleasure. You know, I was doing a little research, and it occurs to me that your team has been successful. You've won 3 out of the last 4 MLS Cups, including the last 2. Are you like the Yankees when you tour around the country where people come out just to hate you because you're so good?
You know what? Since I've came into the league, it's not on the Yankee status, but I do notice that we get a lot more fans coming out to the games. And, you know, I think a lot was due because David Beckham was there also, and, you know, so that really helped us out and really, you know, drew out fans. So I'm not really used to playing in front of empty crowds.
Yeah. Well, since you've come, they've done surprisingly well, and you should take full credit for that. You know, that's when I joined the club, of course.
Look, if there's one thing sports fans know is as hard as it is to win a title in any sport, it's even harder to win them back to back. I mean, it's just crazy how much luck you have to have and how much talent you have to have that happen. Now you're trying to win your 3rd in a row. I imagine that's something you probably even try not to think about as the season begins, right? Because you can't look at it. I mean, do you look at it like anything other than winning it all is just a failure?
I mean, you really can't think about it right now. It's such a long season. And if you look at it last season, I mean, we were the worst team up until halfway through it.
And then
we ended up changing it around. So,
I love the Galaxy, but you guys did suck it up at the beginning of the season last year. I mean, really, that's a tough hole to climb out of, right?
Yeah, and you know, that just shows you that you can't really expect to do something early on in the season because anything can happen. So, you know, you just have to just keep plugging away game by game and just, you know, hopefully you're winning all those games and just keep on building those points to where you're in a good playoff spot.
Now Beckham is in Paris, and who do you guys have playing in his position? Hold on, let me spin the wheel of Landon Donovan. Hold on. He will be coming back.
He will be coming back at the end of this month. And we
hold on, hang on 1 second, I'm sorry. Nope, not coming back at the end of this month.
All right.
He is coming back at the end of this month. Correct?
Yes, he is. Well, I think.
Better spin the wheel again. He's coming back.
What is the deal with that? I'm not trying to at all get you in trouble here, Omar, but it's unusual for somebody who's not injured to just say, I'm tired. I don't want to come back just yet. I need more of an off season. That's unusual, right?
I think it is unusual, but I think he's a special case. You know, he's been, you know, the profile guy for this country and for this league for many years, and I think it's just taking a toll on him, and he's just asking for an extra month, and you know, I don't think that's that bad, and I think he's doing great at, you know, keeping in shape, and I think he's gonna come back and do fine.
Hopefully
he is refreshed, and you know will do amazing things when he does come back.
I think I saw the picture that you tweeted out of you with long hair looking like Troy Polamalu.
I was looking for my Head and Shoulders commercial.
I think you grow your hair that way, you're going to be the new face of the MLS.
Well, you know, I think it might take a while, but I'm thinking about going.
You're working on it. All right.
Let's talk about a couple of the other changes. By the way, this is the voice of Omar Gonzalez from the Los Angeles Galaxy here on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. They are playing this Sunday at 2 at Home Depot Center. Always a hot ticket. We're going to give away some right now if you want to be there in person to see Game 1 of the 2013 campaign. You can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. We've got five pairs of tickets you can win right now. Omar, talk to me about some of the other changes. You mentioned that David Beckham is gone, and of course you'll notice that. You got a change in goalie this year too for your starter, right?
Yeah, we got a guy, Carlo Cudicini, and he's coming from Tottenham, and he's our new starter, and he is 39 years old, but boy, is he fit and can he move? So everyone's looking forward to him, you know, starting for us. And, you know, he's just an extra veteran that we have and knows the game so well. And I think will help us to win, hopefully, another championship.
That's crazy to still be playing at 39 and still be a valid goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think goalies hit their prime later in their career. So they can play a lot longer than, you know, regular field players can.
And tell me about your new captain. Your friend, Mr. Keane, is going to be taking over. Is that going to cause any differences in the way things are done?
I don't think so at all. You know, last year he actually wore the armband a couple times, and I think he did great as captain then, and I think he'll do great for us now.
And when Landon comes back, who of course used to be the captain, it'll still be Robbie Keane?
Yeah, I think it will be.
Can he make you do stuff as captain? Like, can he, you know, just walk in and just snap his fingers? Everybody has to drop and give him 20 or anything like that.
I don't think he has that kind of power. But you know,
you don't know, do you?
He hasn't really tested us, so maybe if he did, you know.
Look, if I'm the captain,
I think a few guys would.
If I'm Robbie Keane, I'm like, all right, who wants to go out and get me some Burger King? You know, I'm just sending the guys out on errands and having to pick up my drive. I'm just abusing the power. That's what I'm doing if I've got it.
Well, if I had it, then I would too.
Omar, exactly. What's it like playing for the national team now that you've joined the national team? What's it like playing with some of the guys that you play against most of the year?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it really is a special honor to, you know, be able to wear the crest of your country on your jersey and you know, play for your country. And it's been quite an amazing experience, and I'm looking forward to playing on the team some more, and you know, just playing against the people you play against, you know, throughout the year. You know, it's crazy because, you know, you're looking at them one day where you're wanting to basically kill them, and the next day, you know, you're all friendly with a guy, and you have to be a great teammate. So,
which is more real? No way to answer,
you know,
that is
both real.
All right, in our remaining moments, Omar, and you're awesome to come on. We really do appreciate it. Tell folks who have never gone to see a Galaxy game at the Home Depot Center what that experience is like. I know your perspective is a little skewed from the people sitting in the stands, but it's something that needs to be done in person. You need to do it, be there to see it and enjoy it, right?
Oh, of course. You know, I've met quite a few people here in L.A. who have never gone to the game, and I tell them, you know what, just come to a game once and you're going to love it. You know, the atmosphere is great. You know, everyone's, you know, cheering, the confetti that comes down when we score. I mean, it's just a really great experience. And I think that everyone that does come wants to come again. So,
and you'll be fascinated by the LA Riot Squad and the Angel City Brigade. You'll say, where are they getting that energy from? I can't believe the jumping and the singing
whole
game long.
Yeah. I mean, those guys are great. And, you know, we love our fans and we love the support that they give us. And, hopefully we gain a few extra fans.
Yep. Well, welcome back, Omar. We're very excited about the new season. It's always great to catch up with our friends there at the LA Galaxy, and I hope we'll be talking to you more as the season progresses, sir.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank
Have
you, man.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Omar. You too.
Can we just get like a high chair or a booster seat or something for Chip? Because really,
we need those mechanical arms that you get at the state fair. You know, it's got like the trigger on it. It's got the little grippy thing at the end.
Yeah,
you know?
For Chip. Yeah, exactly. That way you keep having to pick her up so that she can hit the buttons. It's just embarrassing at this point.
Hey, come on, we have to do something. Come on, let's go.
How tall are you, Chip? How tall specifically?
5'2".
5'2", my ass.
Dude.
No, I'm not even 5'2". 5'2",
that's a lie.
In
the Cat in the Hat hat,
you're not
maybe you're 5'2".
Either.
I'm 5'1½".
If she's 5'1½", you're 4'11".
Can we stand over next to you?
Yeah, come over here and stand
There's
next
no
to her.
There's no possible way you're 5'.
Side-to-side action here.
You're a tiny little... I think Chip is very close to being a midget. I really
do. Chip's a little taller than Issa Mae.
Issa's a midget now.
But I have normal size arms.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
T-Rex arms, and that's a little
sad. This is why you shouldn't have women in the workplace, you guys. It's nothing but trouble. All right. Of Monsters and Men, also The Offspring and Passion Pit next hour. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, do you like that Youngblood Hawk?
I do.
I do, too. They are performing an infield concert tomorrow at Santa Anita Racetrack. It's all part of the Santa Anita Palooza, I think they call it. I don't know what they call it.
I don't think that's what they call it.
It's a very special K-Rock Santa Anita event. Not only are Youngblood Hawk performing in field, but you can also hang out with some of the K-Rock crew like Stryker and Cat Corbett, Nicole Alvarez, Lightning, Omar, Dave the King of Mexico. And more importantly, there's the Thoroughbred Racing all day long. Gates open at 10 a.m. You can bet on the ponies. You can drink a ton of beer and eat a ton of food. Meet the K-Rock people, watch Youngblood Hawk. It's a good day at the park.
It's supposed to be gorgeous tomorrow, too.
It's good weather for Santa Anita. You know where it is. It's just east of Pasadena in Monrovia, California. You can get there at 10 a.m. and then spend the whole day. I've got a very special VIP package to give away. It's admission for four people. You get backstage access. You get 8 drink tickets. And... perhaps more importantly, you get a $106 voucher that you can use to bet on the ponies. You could become rich thanks to us. All happens tomorrow at Santa Anita Racetrack.
But they have to split it with us if they win, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get a taste.
Okay.
I think tickets are just $5 if you go out there tomorrow. So go and hang out with the gang. But if you'd like this VIP package, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And first caller through with that number will get the VIP package and see everybody at the racetrack. Tomorrow. It's Kesha's birthday today. You guys celebrating in any way? You
know, rock and roll! No.
I'm surprised. I thought you'd be celebrating
Kesha's birthday.
Yeah.
No. I'm celebrating Bieber's birthday.
I don't know if you know anything about Kesha's new music, but she's got a song apparently on her new CD called Gold Trans Am.
Yeah.
That was co-written by her mother.
Oh, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kesha tells Q Magazine, it began as a song about my car, which is a gold Trans Am, only works about 40% of the time. I don't have another car because I love that one so much. But then, like all great pop songs, it became a metaphor for something else. My P word.
What? That her mom wrote?
Yeah, her mom helped her craft the song about the nature of her vajayjay.
She's a delight.
She really is. Does that mean her vagina only works about 40% of the time?
Yeah,
too?
That seems to be the case.
I'm guessing that's the case.
Huh.
That's a mother and daughter bonding right there. Hey, Mom, let's write a song about my hoo-ha.
Mom with a dollar sign, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
My vagina's so itchy.
Oh, here it is
itchy.
Now.
Oh, we got the song.
That's great.
So itchy. So freaking itchy.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No.
Kesha tells in Touch magazine that she will not be putting out her own fragrance anytime soon.
Good.
Because people don't think she smells very good.
Does she say that?
Here's her quote.
It's so true.
Usually people around me say, you smell weird. What's that smell? I smell like a hobo, she said. One time someone told me I smell like a shrimp on a diaper.
Oh. Oh, my God. That's not.
Why
would she then? Wouldn't she change things? Come on.
Now you know why her Gold Trans Am doesn't work so well.
Wow, I don't ever want to drive that Trans Am.
She's got a smog problem. She needs a new catalytic converter.
It's leaking fluids, too, I think.
She's got some fumes coming out of the tailpipe there that need to be taken care of.
I just feel like Dr. Drew needs to prescribe everything he's got for that girl.
Yeah.
And her mom.
Like propofol. Does he have any propofol? Right. Give her a bunch of that. Casting news. Some interesting casting news. Daniel Radcliffe's just been cast as a hunchback in the new movie Frankenstein. He will play Igor, the hunchback, the assistant to Dr. Frankenstein, who builds, of course, the monster. He's described in the breakdown of the script being described as being pathologically dirty with long, greasy hair, wearing old clown clothes.
Are we still talking about Kesha?
No, we're talking about Daniel Radcliffe's new role. I'm surprised he's not naked in this one. Usually he likes to get naked.
He does like his nudity.
And who's playing the monster, Ralph, if you know?
I don't have any more details on this film other than what I just said, but I will keep you posted. Gary Oldman has just signed on to join the cast of the Planet of the Apes sequel, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. This film takes place after apparently the apes have taken over the planet, and he will be the leader of the human resistance in the film. It's being directed by a guy named Matt Reeves, who brought us Cloverfield. Remember that film?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, Andy Serkis will be motion captured into playing the role of the intelligent ape leader Caesar, but now they've taken over. And it's a madhouse! Take your paws off me, you damn stinking apes! No one will ever replace Chuck in that series for me. He was the best. I don't think you like what I have to say, Dr. Zaius.
Kevin, did you see the original Planet of the Apes movies?
Nope.
You've never seen the Planet of the Apes movies?
I've seen the latest ones, but not the original ones.
You haven't seen the classic Charlton five? No. The big five?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, you should be murdered.
I think you'd really like him, Kevin.
Was Charlton Heston in all of them?
He was in two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah. Then there was a bunch of sequels and prequels and things and flip-flop and time travel.
Who's got that kind of time?
Oh, they're the best. You would love them. You love
really would.
Monkeys taking over the world, first of all. It's one of your favorite things on the planet.
That is true.
And that Charlton Heston dealing with the apes. Dr. Zaius. I don't think so, Taylor. It's the best.
Who's the kind of hot ape, Ralph? Do you remember her?
None of the apes were hot.
One of them was pretty. It was kind of pretty.
What just happened?
I know, but the female chimpanzee was Dr. Zira.
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
She was not hot.
She was kind of hot.
She was a monkey face.
What's happening right now?
Yeah, but for a monkey, though.
She looked almost identical to her husband, Cornelius.
There's no category for a monkey. That just category doesn't exist.
She said I may have to rent that.
Ugh.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Way to ruin it. Ugh. I was thinking about seeing it till right then.
Today's celebrity birthday is Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men. And, of course, the latest James Bond movie, Skyfall, 44 years old today. Mark Paul Gosselaar, NYPD Blue. And now on Franklin and Bash, he's 39 years old. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural is 35. Kesha, as we mentioned, celebrates her 26th birthday today. And Justin Bieber, who also smells like a shrimp on a diaper. He is 19 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
By the way, looking ahead toward Monday morning's Kevin and Bean show, you know what's happening then? You know what we're doing on Monday?
I don't actually.
This might surprise you.
Announcing Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
I did know about
that. I love that show.
Yes, One of the most fun things all year long. Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness happening again this year. We'll have complete details for you Monday morning right here on the world famous K-Rock.
Manny Ramirez is agreeing to play baseball in Taiwan now.
Oh, that's where he's going?
Manny Ramirez.
Well, really? I don't think it was his first choice, Lisa, but he's going to be 41 in a couple of months, and he's not exactly been productive the last couple times he's played, even for AAA baseball in America.
Was the last club he was with the Dodgers when he played at least average?
No. Yeah, was that the last time he played decently?
Yes.
Yeah, it was with the Dodgers. The last time where people thought, well, maybe he still got it.
Right.
But then he went on to Tampa, and he was terrible. Then he played for Oakland and Oakland's AAA club, and he was bad. And they did shop him around this year. And they, you know, he's been suspended a couple times for the doping and whatnot. And he's old. And there just doesn't seem to be any place for him. But you know how it is with professional athletes. Even if you have the money sometimes, you don't want to step away from the game. You love the game. He's been playing baseball since he was a tiny little kid. So if somebody will pay him, you know, 15 grand a month or whatever to play in Taiwan, I guess he'll do it.
That's weird, though, because I'm sure he doesn't speak the language. How do you'd have to have a translator full-time? Let's talk to him.
Oh, you got Manny on the phone?
Let's talk to Manny Ramirez.
Oh, I love Manny Ramirez. What's going on, Manny?
All right. Manny Ramirez. I love play baseball. Manny Ramirez, I'm back. Yeah, all right. I have a horn.
Yes, you do.
You do have a horn. So, Manny, Red Sox, Dodgers, the Rays, the A's, and now what's your team in Taiwan? Who are you playing for?
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts.
Are they called they're called the Boy Scouts?
Oh,
that doesn't
no,
right.
Manny Ramirez is just a Boy Scout. It's good. I give my badges. I work very hard. I learn how to sew. Manny Ramirez go for in wilderness. Hi, Mr. Bear. Manny Ramirez, he say, the troop leader say, Manny Ramirez, you want to be in my troop? I say, troop, there it is.
Well, I see here.
That's Taiwanese.
I see here the article. Actually, you're playing for the Rhinos. The name of your team is the Rhinos.
I'm sorry, could we hear that?
I'm a rhino. I'm a hey, pretty lady.
Yes.
Do you want AIDS?
No.
What the hell?
What kind of question is that?
Why would you ask
that? Off the top of my head, no.
I love to give it to you.
What kind of question is that?
Oh, my God, Manny. Mara Mares, his friends come over and say, Mara Mares, sometimes your pee-pee is, well, wrap it up. It's because Mara Mares don't want to get AIDS. I say, okay, whatever you say, man. So you like Manny Ramirez, have a fun party. Ha, ha, ha. I love to ring my horn. Manny Ramirez like baklava.
Okay.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Well, what about your teammates? What's it like playing with Taiwanese? As Kevin mentioned, you can't speak their language, and they're, you know, half your age. Are you getting along with the guys at the clubhouse?
Oh, so fine. Me, Manny Ramirez can't speak English either. Manny Ramirez has a long period of time when he played in the United States of America. Manny Ramirez likes to shoot hoops and go hit home run. It's all great. Hooray.
Okay, right. What about this? Please tell me, Manny, you're not doing this because you need the money. You have made a couple of $100 million in your long major league career. Please tell me you're set for retirement.
What's happening?
I just queefed.
Oh.
I don't think.
What?
First of all, you can't. Never
that's
mind.
Let's not.
All right.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Are you broke? Was my question. Do you need the money? Is that why you've taken this job?
Mayor, the other day, Manny Ramirez listened to Lil Wayne song and say, "Break them hoes." Manny Ramirez said, "Okay." Lasagna is delicious.
It is delicious.
Manny Ramirez's wife is a wild boar.
Okay. All right. I feel like we've lost control of this conversation.
I do. I don't feel like we're getting many answers. All right, Manny, before we let you go, what's the best thing about playing in Taiwan? What have you enjoyed the most?
Oh, best thing about playing in Taiwan is the video games.
The video games.
The video games. That's right. Kevin. Sometimes Manny Ramirez go walk down the street, and all of a sudden they jump by, and the next thing you know, it's little people everywhere. There's very small people in Taiwan. Manny Ramirez just hit them over the head like a tent spike, and they go right into the ground because Manny Ramirez is very big. Because doctors go and they say, Manny Ramirez, here's your special tonic, and I inject it in my butt. Right. Manny Ramirez's muscles get so big, like the Hulk. And Manny Ramirez say, hey, how do you go out to Taiwan? Taiwan people say, I got to go back to my head. Manny Ramirez smash them over the head.
All right, I'm happy.
Shut up, Omar.
But it looked like such a good idea to put that photo up online of me smoking pot. How could that ever come back to bite me in the butt? Come on.
There's so many of these stories. Once you start looking, there's so many. The first one that we were working on was a Florida man who posted pictures of himself and his kids playing with a manatee. And apparently they are a protected species. You're not allowed to touch manatees.
Oh.
His kids are riding them.
Oh.
He's holding it.
Oh, no, no.
He put pictures up on Facebook.
Oh, geez. Did he get arrested?
How crazy is that? Yeah, he got arrested.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah.
He got arrested.
Did he know, by the way? I mean, was that just a case of he really didn't know it was illegal to play with the animal?
I think a lot of people don't know that.
I wouldn't have known that.
No.
I wouldn't have known. I don't even know what a manatee is, to be honest.
It's a sea cow.
Sea cow.
The cow of the sea.
Huh. Okay, that doesn't help much.
Well, we're going to be taking your telephone calls here at 1-800-520-1067. If you have ever posted a photo online that has gotten you in trouble. Now, what's the criteria here? Obviously, if it got you in trouble with work, we want to hear about that.
Yeah, the more trouble, the better.
How about if it gets you in trouble with your family or boyfriend,
sure.
Girlfriend, husband, wife, something like that? That's cool,
sure.
Too. Like, you thought it was a good idea to put this photo up of you at the strip club. Little did you know that your pastor would not find it as entertaining. Or whatever the story is.
There was one that just broke. Police chief claims he was hacked after racy photo of him and gun-toting woman appears on his Facebook page. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. This guy puts a photo up on his Facebook page, and he looks wasted.
Yeah, he's hammered.
And she is holding a pistol with her finger on the trigger.
That's awesome.
And they put he says that it was hacked. Now, I don't know who hacked it because it is a picture of him. He's not saying it's not me.
Right.
He's not saying that's
would be a better excuse.
Photoshopped or something. He says it was hacked. He must be claiming by her. But why?
Meaning he never meant to put it on Facebook.
This guy's a police chief. If you see the photo, he should not be a police chief anyway. Let's be honest.
God,
for
no.
God's sakes.
Doesn't seem like it's going to help him out. That's
no.
For sure. That's exactly the kind of photo that we're talking about. Something that gets posted to Twitter or Facebook. Kevin and Bean listener Edwin writes in, by the way, my wife works for a large grocery store chain, and there was a guy on the night crew who would let the underage baggers stay after the store closed and give them beer. And then they would turkey bowl. That's where you take a frozen turkey and a bunch of 2-liter Coke bottles and roll them down the aisles.
Sure.
Then they would post pictures on Facebook. When the company found out, they didn't even fire him. They just transferred him to another store. I guess they worked for a Catholic church before. <'cause he> had... But, yeah, given underage girls in the store beer after hours, how do you not think that that's going to come back and haunt you, right?
I don't know. This just seems like it's such common sense that Facebook, of all things, is not private.
I think people still think that people somehow in authority don't go on Facebook.
And they don't,
or they never find you or something.
But what?
It's a very, yeah.
But it happens all the time. People seem to be getting fired all the time. It doesn't make sense.
Here's an Ohio math teacher could be fired after posting a Facebook photo of her students with duct tape over their mouths, according to local media police. She told Newsnet5.com in Cleveland she gave a female student a roll of duct tape after the girl asked for some tape to fix a binder. Then the student cut a piece of the tape, put it over her own mouth, and laughed. Other kids in the class thought it was funny, so they proceeded to pass the tape and scissors around the class. Ultimately, 8 or 9 students had tape on their mouths, so they took a picture of it. She put it up on her Facebook page. The next thing she knows, she's potentially going to get fired as a result of that.
Oh, come on.
No one was hurt. It was all voluntary. She was just joking around with her kids. She said, I would never in a million years do anything to harm students. Do I feel that this one stupid mistake should cost me the last 10 years of all the good I've done? Absolutely not. And I totally agree. But, you know, I guess the school system goes, A, you're wasting time in class. You're certainly not teaching whatever you're supposed to be teaching if you're handing out tape
for
people.
She was teaching shut the F up. That's what she was teaching.
And, B, I think she would be, you know, the school must be thinking there are a lot of parents who would be very angry at this. You can't do stuff like this. So just another example of a photo on social media causing trouble. That's what we're talking about here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we try, John to get us going here before the break and see what he's been up to. He's on line one.
Hey, John.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, John.
Thanks for calling. What happened?
Co-worker, she was a model. She did those import drift racing gigs on the weekends.
Yep.
She ended up joining some type of competition online for like a photographer's photo shoot to be the best pick of the week or something.
Right.
So what she went and did is she started asking her co-workers to vote for her. Little did she know that the profile of where she was getting her photos highlighted from had other more revealing photos of her.
So once
management caught a whiff of it, out the door she went.
Come on. She's taking good photos. She should be rewarded.
You don't fire hot chicks for being hot. Right. Come on.
That is my argument, but you know what? In the sea of women in the office, there was only a lonely male voice that couldn't do too much. So.
You know what? Way to send me into the weekend in tears, man. That is a really sad story.
An angel somewhere is crying right now.
I tell you, I'm still fighting for women's rights 30, 40 years later.
God bless
good for you.
You.
Good for you, John. All right. Thank
you're a
you
true
listening.
American.
1-800-520-1067. The photo got someone in a lot of trouble. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're not saying quit posting inappropriate pictures to Facebook and quit tweeting them out. We're not saying that at all.
No, we applaud that.
We're just saying sometimes there are consequences. Chris writes in, ironically, on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, yep, a picture I took of myself after work got me in trouble when my boss found out that I was using a blowtorch without proper task training. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. You put up a picture on social media and it came back to haunt you. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go to, let's go to Claire. Claire is on line 3 to get us going here with your telephone calls on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you. What happened?
Well, I was working for a professional baseball club, which will remain unnamed. And, you know, they don't want us to fraternize with the players. So naturally, I started hooking up with one of them.
Right.
And me and my friends all went to a bar with him. And she took a very harmless picture of her and another person and didn't realize you could see me making out with the player in the background of the photo.
Oh, your phone's cutting out. You could see you and the player making out behind them?
Behind the picture, yeah.
Oh, no.
And so she puts it on Facebook. Before we could snatch it off, a mutual friend at that baseball club who wanted my job showed my boss and got me fired.
Bitch.
Oh.
Was it at a baseball game, or was that some sort of a private party or something?
No, it was. They all go out to a bar after, and we all went out after, and, you know, drinks were flying. And
yeah,
and
how about that?
You did the right thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You did.
YOLO. So
yeah, right.
Thanks for the call, Claire. Appreciate that. Let's go to Christina. Christina is on line 5, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Christina.
Hi. how are you guys?
Very good, thank you. What happened?
Excuse me, how are you?
Good, thanks.
How'd you get taken down with a Facebook photo?
This was actually my boss that ended up getting fired over a Facebook picture.
Really?
I was the one that ended up squealing on him.
Did you take his job?
No, I didn't take his job, but he just needed to be out.
What happened?
It was a kind of a recruiting, hiring type company, and we were supposed to be trying to acquire new hiring partners, healthcare systems. And he hired one of his buddies on, and they were always taken off to go to these, quote, meetings where they were going to be gone for the rest of the day trying to create these new relationships with all these healthcare systems.
Right. What were they really doing?
Whatever. During the middle of the day, he'd start posting pictures on his Facebook of him and his buddy at the bars partying.
Well, he's just too stupid to have that job.
What a dumbass.
Right? He was stupid, and it was very obvious because he was even making fun of the company in his comments.
Oh, boy.
You're asking for it at that point.
HR and he got fired, and so did his buddy.
That's awesome. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Here's a teen employee at a Tennessee Kentucky Fried Chicken let go after Facebook photos surfaced of her shaping mashed potatoes into the shape of a boob and then pretending to lick them.
Really?
She played
How
with
about
the food?
That? Apparently, there's something to do with food safety. KFC Corporation did not think it was maybe a particularly good idea to be shown licking the food.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of uptight, if you ask me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let's go to Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So my story actually happened like 5 or 6 years ago when like MySpace was the thing. But I used to hang out. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So me and my friend would hang out with this teacher, and she was really cool, but she was also a really good teacher. And we were talking about, like, the slutty pictures girls take when they, you know, making duck face, and they put the camera above their head and, like,
right.
make them near. So we took some, like, faux pictures of us looking really slutty, and the teacher took one, and she, like, opened her shirt, and we wrote on a post-it, "I'm a slut," and put it on her chest.
Wait, this is your teacher?
Yeah, my teacher.
She's the best teacher ever.
What?
All right, so you put the post-it note on her chest.
Yeah, it was. I mean, she wasn't actually showing her boobs; it was just cleavage.
Right.
But anyway, my friend posted it to her MySpace page, and it was private. But another student saw it and reported it to her mom, and then the mom complained to the school, and she almost got fired. But a bunch of students and their moms like wrote letters saying what a great teacher she is. So she didn't end up getting fired. But this was before social media was as big as it is now.
Wow. Yeah. If that happened today, she'd be gone in a second.
Yeah, I think so. But she's awesome anyway. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Dre. So far, it's been all girls with troubles on their social media photos. Let's see what Dre's got going on. He's on line 8. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. I went to the wrong line. Hi, Dre. There's a Drea I went to. This is Dre. Hey, Dre.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What happened?
A few years ago, I was playing college hockey, and each year we had a team-building experience where we would take the team golfing, and our team would be broken up into several other smaller teams. This year's theme, we dressed up as TV shows, and my particular team dressed up as Family Matters, and we decided to go all out and paint our whole bodies black.
Yeah.
Wait, blackface isn't funny anymore?
Apparently not.
So who saw the photos? How'd you get in trouble?
So a couple of our teammates put some photos on to Facebook. Somebody at our school found those photos, sent them to the president of our school. We had to meet with several of the student union, minority student union kids, and NAACP ended up coming to the school.
All right. Thank you, Dre, for the call. I'm sorry we have to go when that phone rings like that. I apologize. Thank you for
calling. Because he is killing us. That's why. Why don't we try Drea, which might have been a better decision in the first place, on line 2 and see what she's got going on.
Hi, Drea.
Good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Well, we were fine until Dre called in. Save us.
I know, right?
What happened?
Well, I got in trouble for calling off sick for opening day.
Baseball?
Dodger opening day last year. I called off sick, whatever, went to the game, had a good time, had pictures were posted, pre-partying, one or two at the game. I get called the following week, and they're like, we have to talk to you. There's reason to believe you called out sick and you weren't really sick. And then they gave me the date
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Now, Trey, we haven't asked anyone else this question, but I have to ask you. You knew that you called in sick to work. Why did you then post photos of you at the Dodger game?
I didn't post that I was actually at the game. I was tagged in one of them. And then one of the pictures I did have was later on in the game. But, yeah, that was dumb.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you have to watch what you put up and what your friends put up.
Exactly, because I was even tagged, like, the picture of the stadium.
Right.
And then they had that. So I go into the meeting, and they have pictures of me at the game with the times of the post, and they were, like, going through my whole, like, reenactment of the whole day.
Yeah.
I'm still under investigation, but haven't heard anything yet, so no reason is good.
Still under investigation? You went to a baseball game. That's it. What are you going to do?
Oh, no.
Seriously, is that the great train robbery? What the hell?
Oh, no. It was... I had to call my union because it's a government agency.
Oh, my God.
Basically, I was going to be discharged because it was considered falsifying time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Well done, Drea. You're definitely Kevin Bean people. We like you. Thank you very much for the call. Are we just giving away everything all the time now? Is that
why
what
not?
It is? This is just the free stuff show. Is
you
that what's happening?
You got a problem giving things to our listeners? You have a problem with that?
You want to keep stuff for yourself, Bean?
Just going to bribe everybody all the time, always?
Yeah, how about
that's
a little
what we're
reward?
Doing?
No, it's a little reward. We're not bribing them to listen. We're saying thanks for listening. Here's a little something for your trouble. Thanks
so much
like
for
spending
dog
time
treat.
With us.
It's like a dog treat.
No, it's not like a dog treat. You and both you, we have straightened up. It's
what's
not
it
a
like
dog
then,
treat. What it's like is a gift from a friend to a friend. So, you know what? I really appreciate you helping me move the other day and let me borrow your pickup truck. So here, I got you a little gift certificate.
So it's like
an Amazon.
Like a sausage, then.
No, it's not like a sausage at all. It's something between two human beings to show appreciation for another human being.
So we're going to take our listeners and we're just going to roll them around and rub their little tubbies is what we're going to do, basically.
Oh, come on. Those kinds of jokes aren't helping. Guys, they're douchebags.
All right, what do you got, Ralph? That we can all agree on.
I have tickets to give away to a very cool event. My good buddy and patron saint, Kevin Smith, has once again hired me. For a little gig, there is a brand new animated film featuring his legendary character, Silent Bob, along with his partner, Jason Mewes, who plays, of course, Jay to his Silent Bob. They're back. Your favorite characters from Clerks are back, this time in an all-animated, hilarious classic called the Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. Mewes produced this film. It is hilarious, and it features some amazing voice talents in this film, like John Lovitz, Eliza Dushku, Neil Gaiman, Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, Ralph Garman.
What?
If you'd like to see the movie, Kevin and Jay are going to be traveling around the country debuting the film and doing Q&As. And if you'd like to see the one here in Los Angeles, it's going to be May 5th at the Wiltern. You'll get to see the movie, one of the first people to see the movie. And then there's a Q&A with Jason and Kevin after the show. A good time at the Wiltern. Tickets for that event go on sale today. At 10 a.m., you can go to csmod, csmod.com if you want to buy tickets. Or you can just call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through will get a pair of tickets to the Jay and Silent Bob Super Groovy Cartoon Movie, as well as the Q&A at the Wiltern on May the 5th.
So, who do you play, Ralph? What kind of character?
I play, it's a very funny film, Jay and Silent Bob. Hit it rich with a lotto scratcher.
Sweet.
And they decide to fulfill their lifelong dream of becoming superheroes.
Okay.
And so they outfit themselves in costumes and they get all kinds of gadgetry and stuff like that.
Is Kevin Owlman?
No, he is not.
Okay.
He is Bluntman.
Bluntman.
Well, of course he is.
He is Bluntman to Jason's Chronic. Bluntman and Chronic.
Sure. Sure.
Characters, of course, you may recognize from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And I play one of their arch nemesis, one of their evil villains that I don't think I can even talk about the character, actually. That's how dirty this film is.
All right, good.
But it's very funny, and it's very entertaining, a lot of talent. Mark Hamill's in it, and a bunch of very talented people lent their voices to the film. So if you'd like to check it out, call now, 1-800-520-1067. This is Duck Dynasty thing.
Yeah.
It's just out of control. Wednesday night, it pulled in 8.6 million viewers on A&E. 8.6 million viewers. Let me give you a little perspective.
Please.
1 million viewers. 1.5, 2 million viewers. Huge numbers for basic cable. Considered a wild success if you're on cable, you get those kind of numbers.
Really? A million and a half? And
this is 8.6 million viewers? Wow. It's not only enough to win the hour on cable, but on network television as well. In the 18 to 49-year-old demo, it tied Modern Family for the highest-rated show and beat every other show on at its time slot, including American Idol.
Wow. Those are like Breaking Bad numbers or Downton Abbey numbers or something like that. Just a smash.
Yeah, a smash hit.
Wow.
People love rednecks killing things. That's what we've learned. And so we have to get ourselves a hillbilly on the show and start killing things.
All right.
When's Morrissey going to be on that show? Is he going to stop by?
I think it's late in the season. I think they all go out into a blind and start killing ducks with Morrissey, I think.
That's going to be a great episode.
Yeah, he's a big-time hunter. He really enjoys it, so. Looking forward to that. Just want to give you a quick heads up. If you heard about the accident Henry Garza, frontman for Los Lonely Boys, had last night, he is fine. Well, he's not fine. He's in the hospital, but he's healing. He's on it. He's okay. He fell off the stage last night and landed in the orchestra pit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at a show here in town. The band's website says Henry is doing okay, but the band had to cancel 3 shows this weekend in Hawaii. So to all our Hawaiian listeners, sorry, you won't be able to see Los Lonely Boys this weekend and Mahalo.
I like them. That's a good band.
Yeah, they're a good band.
Got a drummer named Ringo, remember?
That's right. Yeah. Kesha, it's her birthday today. In Touch magazine talked to her this week, and she announced she will not be putting out her own fragrance like so many other celebrities these days. She tells the magazine that's because she doesn't smell good.
Well, she's being honest.
Here's a quote. Usually people around me say, "You smell weird. What's that smell?"
How many times do you have to be told that before you take a shower and change everything you do?
She's because she parties hard, Kevin. You don't get it. She brushes her teeth with Jack Daniels and gets up and goes with all the boys who look like Mick Jagger and drives cars.
Right.
No, man.
There's all that.
Kesha continued, "I smell like a hobo. One time someone told me I smell like a shrimp on a diaper."
Some people actually do have a weird body odor. I used to work with someone like that.
Who smelled like a shrimp on a diaper?
Oh, it was so much worse.
Can be much worse than that.
Yeah, really.
We had to talk to him, and it didn't make any difference.
Oh.
He would walk by, and it would linger.
Oh. But he's still a good newsman, and he still deserves a shot on the Kevin DeBee show.
Stop.
Is this working for Kesha, though, to be as gross as possible at every single encounter with the press? Is to say, look how disgusting I am? Because she had that thing where she was wearing the teeth, her fans in teeth, and she made a necklace. Yes. And then she had that other thing where she was going around licking people's beards.
Yes. She sure is wild.
And
then what's the vagina song you were talking about? She's got that.
She's Trans Am song about her vagina. Yeah.
Just gross as possible.
Yeah. It's working for her, I guess. Why would you call your vagina a gold Trans Am? Unless Burt Reynolds is spending a lot of time inside of it. Smokey and the Bandit.
Put that in the file.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Put
come
it in
on.
The file. We'll give you a chance to rethink that.
You don't know.
Are you going to put Seth MacFarlane in the file for bringing up Smokey and the Bandit during the Oscars on Sunday night, Kevin?
Kevin? Hello?
Kevin? Remember we did the skit with Sally Field?
Hilarious.
He was talking about Smokey and the Bandit?
He threw his flying nun habit out the window as they drove off?
Yeah.
Very timely. Yeah, hotter than ever, Smokey and the Bandit.
I would like to put him in the file if I could.
Well, you can't because he rules and you drool.
Both of those are correct.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Justin Bieber's 19 years old today. Kesha, as we mentioned, is a smelly 26. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural turns 35. Javier Bardem, Frendo. No Country for Old Men and Skyfall, 44 years old today. Mark Paul Gosselaar, MPG. My old co-star from NYPD Blue. I used to feel so bad when people tuned to NYPD Blue. And, you know, he's one of the stars of the show. But everybody's eyes would just naturally gravitate towards me, and they'd hang on every word.
He
would get ignored sometimes because I was on the screen. I'd be sharing the screen with him. And invariably, everyone would just like, ooh, who's that uniformed, that Gruden character? It's fascinating. And they wouldn't even hear what he was saying.
Wasn't he on for multiple seasons and you were on for 35 seconds total?
Why do you think they kept pushing me off the show?
Oh, I see. Professional jealousy.
The producers say, oh, my God, we can't have this guy with this kind of star power, this wattage on the screen next to our leads because it's starting to distract from what we're doing.
You want to hear a Ralph scene from NYPD Blue?
Do you have it?
Yep.
Love it.
My theme.
You watching Donnie Hertzner?
Yeah. He's in the OR.
Why?
He developed some bleeding. There's old ladies around here somewhere. Shelly Hertzner? She's all pissed off because she can't see him. I'll go get her.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, that's strong.
Right there.
That's strong.
God's sake.
For your consideration.
Riveting. And the producers would say, the show's supposed to be about Clark and Sipowicz. And meanwhile, this guy...
Upstage, they can't have you upstaging them.
He's just, he's too fascinating. What do I have? We can't have him on all the time. It's
I
just,
can see
it's
that.
Too powerful. We have to just it's like Tabasco sauce. You just put a couple drops in. You can't put a whole bottle in because forget about it.
They talked about changing the name from NYPD Blue to It's Gruden for
remember
a while
that?
There, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't go. Anyway, Mark Paul, happy birthday, sir. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So remember a couple days ago we were talking about the greatest movie lines of all time, which is just it's a deep sinkhole that you fall into if you start getting in that topic because there's thousands of great examples of movie lines. Everybody has seen lots of movies. Everybody has lines that they love from lots of movies, right?
We started the call-in topic, and then we ended it prematurely because we had to get to the line that Donnie Wahlberg was going to not call in on. So we have some leftover emails and tweets and suggestions of the best movie lines of all time. We'd
right,
like to wrap that up now.
We covered a lot of them, and if you weren't listening, the whole thing started because Aaron Sorkin, the creator of The West Wing and The Newsroom, he was asked by TMZ, what's the best movie line of all time? And he said, we're going to need a bigger boat. That was his choice from Jaws. And we thought, well, that's interesting that he's got that right off the top of his head. But what do you think is the best line? So all of our listeners were calling in, and then we looked at the AFI, American Film Institute, their list of the greatest movie quotes of all time. They put Gone with the Wind, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, at number one, by the way. That was their choice. All right, here's some that our listeners came up with that did not make the air when we did the feature the other day. Jennifer writes in, Lisa May, this is going to really annoy you because I know how much you hate this movie. She says, no question, here's my favorite movie line of all time from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
And then I thought we might hear the clip, actually. I thought that's
set it up again if you would say the movie.
From Dazed and Confused.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older. They stay the same age.
Great movie. Great movie. Great line.
No question.
All right. We were talking about The Godfather. It was number two on the all-time AFI list with I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. We had another Kevin Bean listener named Jorge who said, what about this? My favorite line also happens to be from The Godfather.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Leave the gun.
Classic,
take the cannoli.
Right? Yes, sure. Is that the best?
Sure.
All right, now another great movie from the 70s. This is Kevin from Marina Del Rey. Here's one of those expressions we were talking about like the other day. You may not have even seen the movie. You probably haven't, but everybody knows this line from the film Network.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's from the movie Network?
Yes.
From the movie Network. That's where
you're
it all
right.
Got
I've heard that a million times. I had no idea.
What's the next one you have, Chip? Is the next one you have from They Live? Is
yep.
that where we're at?
Yep.
All right. This is Jonathan. And again, this is another one of those things that you hear people say, and maybe a lot of people haven't even seen that movie. It was not, I don't think, a huge hit, but this comes from the film They Live.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Never knew what that was from either.
Me neither.
Awesome, right?
Yep.
And finally, from the email, Sue, frequent emailer, longtime listener to the Kevin and Bean Show, she writes in, what about Joe Pesci? Who can ever forget his character in Goodfellas?
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh.
Now, this is starting to bother me because you're saying nobody's coming up with number one.
Well, yeah, I've seen we're getting some phenomenal suggestions, but there's one that's so obvious that should be number one, yet we haven't heard from anybody yet, and I'm surprised with all the response we've gotten, and we haven't hit it yet.
Is it?
He's looking at you, kid.
Here's looking at you, kid.
That's a good one.
No, that's a great one. In fact, on the AFI list, that was number five on their list, but that's not the number one I think that we're looking for.
Is it?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Number 11, according to the American Film Institute. No, that should not be number one.
What? Is it?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Die Hard?
By the way, does he do that again in Die
yeah.
Hard 5?
Oh,
he
yeah. Does. A couple of feints. He gives you a couple of feints and then sneaks it in.
He does that. He does every line from every Die Hard movie. It's like a greatest hits movie,
yes.
Right? Okay, no, that's not
it?
The one.
Is
that's
it?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner?
Yeah.
No, that is a classic. That's number 98 on the American Film Institute list, but that's not the – I mean, look,
number
Kevin
one.
And Bean listeners, there's an obvious number one best movie line of all time. Come on. Work with me.
It's not Dirty Harry.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
That's not number one.
Are we going back too far?
That's pretty strong.
Is it a new one?
Thank you, Lisa. This movie is much more recent than that. In fact, this
Dumb and Dumber.
This movie is more recent than that. This movie is in the last 5 years. Last five years.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
I'm looking at my list.
I was going with phone home, maybe, but last 5 years.
I'm going to tell you, and the Kevin and Bean listeners were beating us up with this on the Facebook page, and they were emailing, and they
said,
how
could we not get this?
How could you not get this?
Damn you, Sharktopus!
I mean, come on. Right?
Our bad.
Damn you, Sharktopus!
If you have not mentioned it today, but have you recovered from riding the horse earlier in the week yet? You feeling better?
I feel better.
Is that code?
I'm not completely pain-free yet, but I feel better than I did yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was no bueno. That's exercising parts of the body that don't need to be exercised.
Yeah, you just don't ever use those muscles in normal life.
Lisa it's does.
You don't have to raise your leg that high behind you and then swing it over something.
Lisa does.
In most cases.
All of those things. All of those things
all
are true.
You
usually have to use your weaker leg, your left leg, to push up and stand so many times as you do when you put your foot in a stirrup, and then you have to stand up in it really before you throw your leg over.
Lisa's nodding her head going, tell it, sister. Tell it.
I'm just saying. So there's lots of different
movements. You've got to stretch a lot, Ralph. That's
movements
number one.
That you don't usually get to use.
Understood.
And the good thing about the Great Western costumes are that invariably they are very tight.
Yeah, and uncomfortable.
And uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So you got tweed rubbing up against things that usually tweed doesn't rub up against.
And you got a horse pounding a place where you're not.
Yeah, really.
Most guys aren't used to being pounded.
Your saddle's sliding around on you and stuff, and it was hell in the Old West, man. It was hell.
it's a miracle we all survived to the 21st century.
Survival of the fittest.
All right, time for our final showbiz beat for an entire week of the Kevin and Bean Show. This is it. So make this one great, Ralph.
I will. I promise. This one's going to be great. It is. It's shocking, this news this morning, that Duck Dynasty from A&E is doing as well as it is. I'm at a loss.
It is one of those things that kind of catches you off guard because you didn't see it coming.
This wasn't one of those shows like Honey Boo Boo or whatever we'd heard a bunch about before it ever hit the air. I hadn't really heard even much about it. That much until this week, and then all of a sudden it's just exploded on the national consciousness with, first of all, it's Morrissey's problem with Jimmy Kimmel having the guys on.
Right.
And I guess maybe the attention he drew to the program helped their ratings this week, but something sure popped because Wednesday night it pulled in an amazing 8.6 million viewers on A&E. I'm not sure if you people realize this or not, but it's about a bunch of hillbillies who shoot ducks.
Yeah.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
It's not even as dramatic and exciting as Swamp People, because these people have to wrestle gators. These are just guys who take guns and blow things out of the air.
Now, Dave is telling me, because he's the only one on the show who's seen the program, that they don't even shoot the ducks on the show. They just make duck calls. That's what Dave says.
They don't even...
Is that right? Is that right, Dave? It's not a hunting show. It's just about people who make duck calls, right?
That's what Twitter was saying, but they're wrong.
That's what Twitter was saying.
JK!
They're wrong.
JK!
All right, and then Dave, of course, passed wrong information on to me so that I could pass it on to you. Okay, well, outstanding system.
I appreciate your help. All I know from Duck Dynasty is what I found out in this little clip from the show.
All right.
Hunting doves, it's one of my most favorite activities because doves are the filet mignon of the sky.
There you go. That's all you need to know. Ducks are the filet mignon of the sky.
I am going to start watching that show.
Wait.
Hunting ducks is one of my favorite activities because Mama always said life's like a box of ducks.
Hunting doves, it's one of my most favorite activities because doves are the filet mignon of the sky.
You never know what you're going to get.
He's awfully enthusiastic about duck.
I like to hunt duck with Jenny. She's my girlfriend.
Taking America by storm.
Listen, I have had an ass full of hillbillies. I am done with the honey boo-boos and the mama bears and the duck dynasties and just listen. There's a four-tooth minimum now for my TV set. You can't get on unless you got all your teeth.
There's a lot of those shows now. A lot of them.
You know why? Because there's a lot of those people out there.
Yeah.
And those people have just discovered cable.
We're obsessed with those people now.
They have dishes now everywhere.
8.6 million. Watch that, dude.
It was good enough to win the hour on all of television.
Mm. Hunting doves, it's one of my most favorite activities because doves are the filet mignon of the sky.
Twanamai favorite activities. Twanamai.
What is happening?
It beat American Idol in its time.
Love it. I love to see that show go down.
Tied with Modern Family.
That's not right.
In the 18 to 39 year old demographic, which is the money demo for advertisers, it beat every other show on its time slot.
Well, filet mignon of the sky.
One of my favorite things to watch.
Sounds like Al Gore would like that show.
It does sound like that. Congratulations to Les Miserables. Did not win Best Picture at the Oscars last weekend, but now it is the number two money-making film musical of all time.
Wow.
So far, the film has pulled in over $400 million at the box office.
Has it really?
Yeah.
And are we now supposed to guess what number one is?
Why not? Come on. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's play a little Chicago party game. Number one movie musical of all time.
I would...
Chicago, Kevin Rice, Chicago.
That's all I have.
I'm going to put down Kevin's guess here, Chicago.
I'm going to say Greece. Even though I almost don't want to say it because I know it was the 70s and the dollars are different, but I'm going to say Greece.
Write down Greece. Bean's vote is Greece. Lisa, you're a musical expert. You're a theater geek. What do you say?
I don't know.
Movie musical, number one of all time.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Why are you writing them down, Ralph?
Because this is going to matter when
I see.
When we submit this to the commissioner for the final.
Aren't you the commissioner?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're all wrong.
Okay,
I'll give you that much.
We're all wrong.
Cats.
No, I don't think they even made a Cats
movie out of that.
Lisa. Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, hold on.
Movie. No. Sorry.
Movie musical.
What did I say?
Well, that. I hate to give up on this one because it should be obvious. It's bigger than all those films we just mentioned. Can you give us a hint on
the last 10 like years?
I will give you a hint.
Decade.
It was a musical that was turned into a major motion picture.
That's not a hint.
It's not a hint?
What decade?
I would have to say the 21st century.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Is it
not a decade,
first of all?
For Kevin,
it's not a decade.
It's since 2000.
Is it the producers?
Not the producers, sir.
Okay.
Since 2000.
At least give me a good guess.
So what the decade? The aughts? Was that the decade you're looking
for? The
aughts,
yeah.
In the aughts.
We never really settled on the proper name for that
really
decade.
Did. That's why it was hard for me to give
you. Was it Rent?
Not Rent. No, Lisa, no. Did they make a movie out of Rent?
Yes.
They did. They did.
Was it a big hit?
Yes.
Was it? Well, it's not.
Yes.
Well, it's not number one. I'll tell you that much. So ha-ha, back at you.
What
cats?
Could it possibly
back
be?
At you, Cats girl.
Musicals. Come on, people. Lisa, this
Chicago.
Is your area.
That's
we
what
started
I said.
With Chicago.
Are you even on this show anymore?
Not really, no.
Chip, what are we missing? You've been sitting in the back of the room.
Lisa's drinking Windex again.
Nobody circles back around to my first answer ever.
What is it, Chip? You must have the answer.
I have no idea.
All right, we give
I
up,
would say Wizard of Oz.
We give up.
Was it some my people like?
I feel
Chip had to stand on my hip to get to the microphone.
And I don't know, but what is it?
Number one movie musical of all time with over $605 million at the box office.
Jesus.
Was what?
Mamma Mia.
Yeah!
Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia.
It made that much?
The answer would be Mamma Mia.
I happen to have a clip from the Mamma Mia soundtrack.
What?
For folks who have not seen the movie, this is why it was such a big hit. Not be a huge hit.
That's true. How could it not?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Taylor Swift with a goat. I apologize.
Have you seen the baby, baby, baby goat version with the Justin Bieber?
Yeah,
that's good. Baby, baby, baby.
I do have Bon Jovi if you want to hear the Bon Jovi one because I think that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure. People have a lot of free time,
they
don't they?
Do have a lot of free time.
That's fantastic.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. We should all be disappointed with ourselves.
I know I'm disappointed in you. Let alone! She's in the news because she turned down a plea bargain. This is according to reports that would have let her serve 30 days in a rehab rather than go to trial to face those charges of crashing a car and lying to police. First of all, how did she get that kind of opportunity again?
I have a question for you guys. I've been thinking about this. Is it possible that it's not a slam dunk case and that they were offering her that because they don't have that?
Because it's shaky?
Yeah, because you would think at this point they wouldn't give her any more breaks. This is it now.
Well, look, they have the testimony of the police on the scene who say her assistant was the one who said, no, I was driving.
Then
they have eyewitness reports saying we saw Lindsay get out of the driver's side of the car and put a bag into her trunk.
But after
or take a bag out of her trunk.
All she's been through and done in that court, why would they offer her that?
Mama Mia. Didn't think of that.
Didn't think of ABBA.
I have no idea, Kevin, but I love the fact that she refused the plea because she said there's simply nothing wrong with her. She does not need rehab. She does not need to get sober because she doesn't have a drinking or drugging problem.
I heard that from Amy Winehouse.
That's true.
Back to you.
Did. Yeah. Mama Mia.
Should have thought of that. Elaine.
Clint Eastwood garnered much love from the right at the GOP convention, but now he may have lost all that goodwill. He came out this week throwing his weight behind an amicus brief filed with the Supreme Court in support of same-sex marriage. Clint, who is a longtime libertarian and Republican, said famously in GQ magazine back in 2011, he doesn't give an F about who wants to get married to anybody else, that instead of all this BS about sanctity, we should just give everybody the chance to have the life that they want.
The shocking realization that most Americans have come to, Ralph, is that if your next door neighbors are gay and married, it doesn't really affect you at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even the tiniest bit.
Unless you're Kirk Cameron, and then it's the downfall of society. Clint, to show his support, has said he's divorcing his current wife and plans on marrying a chair.
Right.
Wow. Just to show that he can live just any way you want. That's what I say, too, as well. Do we have that old Rock Me Amadeus bit? Is that laying around anyway?
We could probably
I asked for
it.
That earlier, but I think everybody's headphones were on and they missed it. Not to telescope the punchline of this next bit.
No, it's going to still be a surprise, Ralph.
I just thought it was a funny email from listener John Allen, who I always like hearing from, who wrote, as you know, I heard you talking about the original Planet of the Apes films that Kevin never saw. Well, Kevin should know they're available now on Blu-ray. You can pick up the entire first five films and catch up on these historical classics. There's a great deleted scene where Chuck Heston and Dr. Zaius have to face each other down. Dr. Zaius tells Charlton Heston to surrender or face the consequences. The scene ends with Charlton Heston looking at him straight in the eye and saying, stop me, Dr. Zaius! How do I tell you I don't have it? How do I wave you off at that point? You're reading your email.
I thought for sure you'd be able to hunt it up within that amount of time.
How much time do you need?
How much more could I have vamped?
You couldn't have vamped more. But about halfway through when I realized I couldn't find, I looked everywhere that it should be.
Uh-huh.
You were looking at the email.
Uh-huh.
And then I couldn't get your attention.
I miss beer mug. Never thought I'd say it, but I miss beer mug.
Thank you, Bean.
Doesn't quite have the same impact as it might have.
No,
but
it really doesn't have the. Takes a little longer to get into the hook.
Couldn't figure out.
Dr. Zaius.
Yeah.
Dr. Zaius.
We'll put that together in post.
Stop me, Dr. Zaius. Stop me, Dr. Zaius.
I'm not going to listen to Rock Me Amadeus until somebody remixes it with a goat.
Me too.
So, Mama Mia.
They're saying Mama Mia.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthdays: the Biebs, Justin Bieber. He's 19 years old today.
Bean, what did you just see on the internet? What picture of him?
So he shows up. They start partying on his birthday at 3 a.m. He's on tour in England somewhere. Sure. It's freezing there. He shows up at the hotel for the party, Ralph, with no shirt on.
Oh.
You know why?
Walking around outside with his shirt off. Because he's, hey, look at me, guy.
He's, hey, look at me, guy.
That's why. Hey, everybody, it's cold and I don't have a shirt. How's that possible?
Where's my gas mask?
Check out my abs, you guys. I'm so buff.
Where's my yellow hat with spikes?
Oh,
I'm something, everyone.
Sweet Jesus. He is just accelerating. It's like an atom collider they put him in. It's just the speed with which he's picking up his douchebag velocity is insane.
But that means it'll end soon.
Wow. Kesh is 26 years old today. Jensen Ackles of Supernatural is 35. Mark Paul Gosselaar, talented actor, but as good as an actor, he's a better guy. NYPD Blue, of course, Saved by the Bell, Franklin and Bash, 39 years old today. Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men, I guess, where we first caught a glimpse of his genius. And he was brilliant in Skyfall as well, the most recent Bond movie. He's 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm
out of here.
I'm so out of here. Amadeus.
All right, listen, people. Have a great weekend. And then Monday morning at 7:15, we have all the details for you for the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2013.
Oh, my goodness.
7:15 Monday morning.
So much foolishness going on, don't you know?
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2013. We'll see you then.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Hi, Dad.
Pass it over to me.
My God, why is there vomit everywhere?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, I see. You all want to blame the brothers.
Roll another one.
Bravo.
Just like the other one.
How can you love it? It's crap.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is that what's troubling you, friend?
I need another hit.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
I'm Scott Pelley.
Hey, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Roll another one.
I myself am a drummer.
Just like the other one.
You know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
This one seems to be about to end.
Oh, please, God, can it come fast?
I don't have another sense.
I'm sorry, did someone fart and it came out sounding like words?
Sorry to crash this sausage party.
Just pass it around.
She is like a little go-getter.
Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Damn you, shark the bus.
Just pass it on down.
And that's that. That's all I can stand. Cause I can't stand no more.
It's nice effort.
You're
it's,
great.
It's good.
Keep plugging away.
Oh, okay. Love you. Bye.
Oh, brother.
That was pathetic.
Ew.
Hey, no, I thought that was really good, you guys. You're doing really well, and I think that someday you'll be ready for the Nobel Prize.
Come on, you guys. Let's get out of here. Not you, Kevin.
Left it along the boards. Ribeiro went behind the back. Now steadies, fires, and he scores! Oh, my goodness. What an